It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I'm in a slightly different room. Why slightly? It's just a different room. You can't have a more different or slightly different room. It's a different room. It sounds a bit more echoey in here, I think. But I also have windows. I'm not used to windows, so this is nice. Okay, hey, how you doing? This is the dictionary. It's my podcast where I read the dictionary and then I talk about the stuff in the dictionary. And then we have so much fun. Let's see. We don't have a lot of words in this episode, and the last word is getting split up. Let's see. The transitive verb definitions are going to be in this episode, and then the intransitives will be in the next episode, because that's just how I felt like doing things. All right, let's just talk about them. So first, we have the second form of draft, D-R-A-F-T, adjective from the 15th century. One, used or adapted for drawing loads, as in draft horses. And I believe I mentioned draft oxen in the previous episode. Anything that's going to pull a load is a draft animal. Two, being or having been on draft, as in drinking draft beer. Yep, this is the adjective form, or some people like to say adjectival. It's beer that's on draft. It's draft beer. There's also draft cider. I mean, really, technically, there's also draft wine. There's places that you just have to pour it. I guess, yeah, I think you could still call that draft wine, couldn't you? I'm going to say yes. Okay, we got to move on to another word, which means we need to make a sound effect, and it's going to be, I don't know how to do this. I don't know. I'll play with it. The third form of draft is a verb from 1714, starting with transitive. One, to select for some purpose, as 1A, to conscript for military service. And yeah, it looks like a lot of these are going to probably be pretty similar to the word yesterday in the previous episode, which was a noun. So, you know, between the adjective and the verb forms, there's going to be a lot of repetition. 1B, to select by draft. And the example of who is being selected is a professional athlete. I will never be selected by draft into a professional athlete position. 2A, to draw the preliminary sketch, version, or plan of, as in draft legislation. You are drafting it, and then it will be a draft. 2B, the synonyms are compose and prepare, as in draft a memo. Please draft a memo. Make it say that it is a casual Friday and that everybody must wear shorts. 3. To draw off or away, as in water drafted by pumps. If you remember from yesterday, the etymology for draft is all about drawing a thing, pulling a thing. Not literally drawing with your hand or your foot or a pencil or a pen. It's drawing, pulling, taking one thing out of another. So that's the context that I wanted to give you for this water thing, in case you were just so confused by the word draft. Number four, this is still verb, transitive verb for draft. Number four, to stay close behind so as to take advantage of the reduced air pressure created by the leading racer. And the example of who you are staying close behind is another racer. And I went into a whole big description about this process in the previous episode. But yes, it's the air pressure that when a racer, a car, a bike, a bird, or whatever it is, they go through the air first, they have then reduced the air pressure because it's moving all about. And so you don't have as much air pressure to go through. So you're drafting. Here are now intransitive definitions. One, to practice draftsmanship. We're going to learn about draftsmen soon. And number two, to draft another racer, as in car or bike racing. So I guess the car, the racer, whoever it is, the bird who's in the front would be drafting in the intransitive verb definition because they're drafting somebody else. Draftable is an adjective. Drafty or drafty, that is a noun. And drafter or drafter is also a noun. All right, the sound effect is... what am I going to do again? I don't know what it is. I know what it is, but I don't know what it is. Draft board, two words, noun from 1941. A civilian board that registers, classifies, and selects men for compulsory military service. 1941, way back at the beginning of World War II, or near the beginning of World War II. These were the people, this was the board, that were like, hey, you guys are going to go, and it's only men. In this case, it says men. You're going to go into compulsory military service. It sounds like they did not draft any women. I mean, I guess if we had a draft today, they probably would put women on there too. I don't see why not. That would seem kind of sexist and genderized if they didn't. But first, see who's going to volunteer. There might be some people who volunteer, so do that first. Wah! Draftsman. Draftsman or draftsman. This is an M-A-N at the end of the word. It's a singular draftsman. Noun from 1663. 1. A person who draws, plans, and sketches. And what are they sketching? Maybe machinery or structures. My brother-in-law worked as a draftsman for many years. He got certified or whatever in CAD design, working with that computer program that lets you design things in three dimensions. And then, I think he worked a lot with city planning, streets, pipe structures, those sorts of things. So yeah, he was a draftsman. He doesn't do that anymore, but he did. 2. A person who draws legal documents or other writings. They're drafting it up, so they are a draftsman. Again, why do we need the word man at the end of it? It's just an old word, and we haven't gotten rid of it, and we're all very used to saying it. 3. An artist who excels in drawing. Because they can draft real good. They can make sketches real fast and accurate. Draftsmanly. It's funny because the second part of that word is manly. Draftsmanly. That's an adjective. And draftsmanship is a noun. That's where they go to put all of the artists or the people who can sketch things. Okay, sound effect. This one is less genderized. It is draftsperson, noun from 1975. Ho ho, 312 years after draftsman. And this, the definition is just the number one definition for the word draftsman, which is a person who draws plans and sketches. It's a draftsperson. Yes, you definitely can say draftsperson. Drafty or drafty, this is next. Adjective from 1846. Exposed to or abounding in drafts of air, as in a drafty room. Exposed to or abounding in drafts of air. So if you're exposed to drafts of air, if the room is exposed to, if there's a crack in the wall, or if one of these windows near me had a crack in it somewhere and there was a draft coming in, this would be a drafty room. Or if it's a room that's abounding in drafts of air. What does that even mean, abounding in drafts of air? Draftily is an adverb, and draftiness is a noun. Oh, I hate it when there's a draft. Let's fix the drafts. I didn't like that one. That one was even worse. Yeah, none of that makes any sense. Okay, we are on our last word. We have two forms and many, 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 many definitions. So, this is the first form of the word drag. The sound effect is like me dragging something on the floor, but it really didn't sound like that at all, so I really apologize. Noun from the 14th century. 1. Something used to drag with, especially a device for dragging underwater to detect or obtain objects. Okay, yeah, I mean, sometimes they will have to drag things underwater for various reasons, so I guess that thing is just called a drag. Ugh, it's such a drag. 2. Something that is dragged, pulled, or drawn along or over a surface. Along a surface or over a surface, as 2A, the synonym is harrow, H-A-R-R-O-W. That is a thing that I guess that is dragged, pulled, or drawn along or over a surface. 2B, a sledge for conveying heavy bodies. Okay, the words don't make as much sense as I think they should, but I believe a sledge could be similar to a sled. You put these heavy bodies on the sledge, and then I think it's a thing that you can move them around, conveying heavy bodies. I think that is what they mean by this. I could be wrong. But it does make sense. You put a heavy thing on the sled and you move it around, you're going to be dragging it along, and it's called a drag. 2C, the synonym is conveyance. And, you know, I don't remember that word. Do we need to go back? It's probably just about dragging a thing. Because, yeah, the previous definition was a sledge for conveying heavy bodies. So maybe it's similar to, yeah, dragging heavy bodies. It's all connecting. 3A, the act or an instance of dragging or drawing, as 3A1, a drawing along or over a surface with effort or pressure. 3A2, motion effected with slowness or difficulty, also the condition of having or seeming to have such motion. Seeming to have or having slowness or difficulty, anything, it's like, oh, come on, it's like getting a child to move, to get out of the house, to get out of the car, anything. I don't have one, but I've dealt with kids enough that, yeah, they can be a drag. Sometimes you literally have to drag them just to get them to go somewhere, because they don't care. They just don't care. 3A3, a draw on a pipe, cigarette, or cigar, and then also a draft of liquid. And I believe in the previous episode for draft, there was something similar to this. A draft is a bit of a pipe, a smoking thing, a liquid. Yes, a draft. You can drag it. Drag is definitely what I hear more of when we're talking about like a cigarette. Drag, take a drag of the cigarette. Mm-hmm. Number 3B, a movement, inclination, or retardation caused by or as if by dragging. So that movement is called a drag. Drag the drag, 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 drag. 3C, this is slang. Influence, securing special favor. And the synonym is pull. Ah, so yes, if you have pull over what somebody does or what a group decides to do, you have pull. I guess you have drag on them. I don't know if I've heard that one, but I guess that makes sense. 4A, something that retards motion, action, or advancement. Something that, in this case, the word retards means it slows down, in case you didn't know. So something that's slowing down motion, action, or advancement is a drag. 4B1, the retarding force acting on a body moving through a fluid parallel and opposite to the direction of motion. The example of the the body, the forces acting on what kind of body? Maybe an airplane. And then the fluid that it is going through, traveling through, could be air. And yes, air is technically a fluid. So it's the slowing down force that acts on something like an airplane, moving through possibly air, parallel and opposite to the direction of motion. So if an airplane is going forward, let's say, I mean, it's always going forward. I don't think they go backwards unless it's a helicopter, but the airplane is going north. And then the drag is, I think that means it's going south. It's going in the opposite direction of the plane, so it's adding drag to the plane. It's slowing it down. Yeah, that's it. Okay, where are we? 4B2. Friction between engine parts, and then also retardation due to friction. The friction is called the drag, and the slowing down because of the friction is called drag. Which all makes sense because this whole drag thing is usually about slowing something down in many of these cases. 4C. Synonyms are burden and encumbrance, as in the drag of population growth on living standards. So the burden of population growth on living standards, yes, that would be a drag. It's a drag. A burden is a drag. It's encumbering the growth of population, or no, the drag of population growth on living standards. So I think the population growth is the drag that's affecting living standards because there's too many people. 4D, one that is boring or gets in the way of enjoyment, as in thinks studying is a drag. Studying is boring. It gets in the way of my enjoyment. I have lots of other things that I want to do, like pushing hoops down the street. But no, I have to study. It's a drag. Also as in, this sickly kid is going to be a social drag. Ooh, that's intense. That is a quote from Edmund Morris. I don't know who Edmund Morris was talking about. I'm hoping that it was a fictional child in a fictional story. The kid is sickly and they are going to be a social drag. Nobody's going to want to hang out with them. They're no fun at all. 5A, an object drawn over the ground to leave a scented trail. So it's literally being dragged on the ground. That's why it is a drag. What is going to make a scented trail? Sorry, I'm just moving my chair. I mean, animals will do this anyway, but yeah, I guess there's some things that if you want something to follow you, then maybe you would drag this thing on the ground. 5B, a clog fastened to a trap to prevent the escape of a trapped animal. It fastens to a trap so an animal cannot escape. That's a drag. That one's new to me. 6. The synonyms are street and road, as in the main drag. It's just the main place where people go. Why do we call it that? The drag? I don't know. I mean, there's drag racing, but I feel like that maybe came from the main drag originally. So, yeah, I don't know if that makes sense. Why do we call it that? Why do we call it that? I don't know. I think they might be Giants have a song with the word drag in there. I feel like it might. Something about a road. I'll have to check. Back on the drag. On the drag. He's the genuine assassin and he's going to make his case on the drag. Okay, 7A, the synonyms are costume and outfit, as in Victorian drag. And, oh, we got a couple more. 7B, clothing typical of one sex worn by a person of the opposite sex, and this is often used in the phrase in drag. We will talk more about this possibly in the next word, and then I think the word after that in tomorrow's episode, but then definitely two episodes from now, there's a whole more stuff about that, and I'm hoping to get a guest on for that episode. What do we want to use here? The word sex or gender? I'd have to think about it a little bit more. I'm sure it's not that complicated. But basically, if you're a man, maybe cisgendered, or does that even matter? Anyway, if you're a man, I'm going to put this in very blunt, simple terms just for the sake of explanation. If you're a man and you put on clothes that are typical of a woman, you are going in drag. You're putting on clothes in drag. And then vice versa. If you're a woman and you put on clothes that are typical of a man, you're also going in drag. But again, the lines are not that clear cut. But sometimes they are. And number 8, the synonym is drag race. That's where the cars are going down the main drag, and they're dragging their vehicles down the drag. And who's going to win? But of course, do we not use drag race for, isn't it RuPaul's Drag Race? Is that the only time that we've used drag race for people in drag? That one, I don't know. Maybe it's not in this book, but I'm curious about that one. Okay, we have to make a sound effect. That's another drag sound. That doesn't even make any sense. I'm dragging a thing and it's so heavy. Please help me. All right, the very last word, the second form of drag. This one is a verb from the 15th century, starting with transitive, and all of the intransitive will be in tomorrow's episode. Okay, 1A1, to draw slowly or heavily. The synonym is haul. H-A-U-L, single U, not double U. 1A2, to cause, to move with slowness or difficulty. And you're causing who? Who is going to move with slowness? It's yourself. To cause oneself to move with slowness or difficulty. Like the example, dragged myself up the stairs. Or maybe dragged myself out of bed. Because I was dozing. 1A3, to cause to trail along a surface, as in wandered off, dragging the leash. To cause to trail along a surface. So if it's something is dragging behind you, it's dragging, yeah. Maybe this is a dog. A dog got lost from its owner, and it just went down the trail, wandering away with the leash just dragging behind them. That's a very sad image. 1B1, to bring by or as if by force or compulsion, as in had to drag her husband to the opera. She was forcing her husband to go. He didn't want to go. Maybe she even literally had to pull his hand out the door. Yeah. He was not interested in the opera at all. But you know what? When he got there, he watched the show and he had such a great time. He just loves the opera now. And maybe he has to drag her to the next one. 1B2. To extract by or as if by pulling. Yep, it's all about pulling, extracting it out. What are we on? 1C. The synonym is protract. P-R-O-T-R-A-C-T, as in drag a story out. Oh my God, are they ever going to get to the end of the story? Let's just get to the point. We don't need all this extra information. Stop dragging it out. 2A, to pass a drag over, as in drag a field. Now, what is this drag? It's probably one of the nouns. I'm not sure which one it is. It's probably not the one with the scent, because I don't think that they use that in any sort of fields. Maybe the sledge for conveying heavy bodies? Would you put that on a field? And what sort of field are we talking about? Is it a baseball field? A soccer field? A farming field? Let's see. To see, to pass a drag over. Yeah, I don't know about that one. Okay, to be, to explore with a drag, as in drag a pond. And what's the noun here? Where is it? Something that is drag pulled or, nope, not that one. Here, something used to drag with, especially a device for dragging underwater to detect or obtain objects. Why do you need to drag a pond? What's going on in the pond that you need to learn about? Are there things, toys, money, dead animals? What's in the bottom of a pond? Something is in there, and you gotta drag it. To see, to catch with a dragnet. Dragnet will be in the next episode. There is that TV show Dragnet, but I never really thought about what the word meant. I didn't realize it was going to be in here, so I'm curious to know about that. So catching with a dragnet. It's probably a net that gets dragged somewhere. Three, to hit a drag bunt while moving toward first base. Drag bunt is in the next episode, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be some sort of bunt in baseball where you just hit the ball a little bit. Why is it a drag bunt, though? To hit while moving toward first base. I guess they can start running or moving towards first base when they hit it, when they do a drag bunt. And four, to move especially by means of a mouse. And the thing that you would be moving is items on a computer screen. Oh yeah, there's a lot of that. You gotta click and drag, click, hold down the mouse button, drag a thing over, your icons, your whatever. Oh, we use this all the time. I'm constantly dragging things on my computer. It's one of my favorite pastimes. Let's see. Okay, there is no etymology. You know what? I did skip the etymology for the noun form. This is from the Middle Lower German dragen, which means grapnel, akin to the Old English dragan, which means to draw. And there's more with the word draw. So yeah, it's pretty similar to draft. So now I must reread the words for everybody and then pick a word of the episode. We had draft, draft, draft board, draftsman, draftsperson, drafty, drag, and drag. I think that's it. Let's see. I don't know. I mean, yeah, not the draft board. Maybe not drafty. I don't like a drafty room. I want everything to be sealed nice and tight. I mean, I guess it would be drag, but I don't know which one. Do we like the noun better? Do we like the verb better? There's so many different definitions for all of these things. How am I supposed to pick just one? How can you expect me to do this? It's because I'm expecting myself to do this. These are rules that I gave myself. So let's just pick drag as the word of the episode. Drag. There are lots of things that can be dragged. There are also lots of things that are a drag. You gotta drag somebody to the opera. You can dress up in drag. You can drag yourself down the stairs. You can drag yourself through a pond. Just trying to think of things. There's so many things right in front of me, right in front of my face on the paper. I think that was fine. Just a wonderful section of words today. Should I mention another movie that I watched recently? I'm trying to go in order. Oh, yes, Evil Dead 2. We are getting ready because I think there's a new Evil Dead movie coming out. I don't know when. Haven't seen Evil Dead 2 in a long, long time. It's essentially a remake of the first one with more money, way more money. It is different, but it's very similar. And oh yeah, it's just a fun, silly movie. They get right into it. It's just kind of bonkers. That's a fun one. Army of Darkness is a little weird. That's the third one. And then I think there was at least one kind of reboot sequel something. And then there's the whole Ash versus Evil Dead TV show, which we watched some of and that was good, but I didn't finish it. So, yeah. Should you watch Evil Dead 1 and then Evil Dead 2? I mean, I kind of feel like you should, right? Like, that's probably the best way to do it, so you can, like, see how it evolved and changed over, I don't know, 6 years? I think there was, like, 6 years between them. Oh, it's just so silly and fun. All right. I think that is a fine place to end this episode. I am so grateful that you have listened to me talk, and if you like this, this show, go ahead and rate and review and share and subscribe and do all of that stuff. Please and thank you. Thank you, thank you. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.